Forensic video analyst Michael Plaxton was back on the stand at the Bosma trial today. He walked the jury through a series of surveillance footage clips that he had examined in this case. Yesterday, he showed us clips that were taken from businesses in Ancaster, Brantford, and Cambridge the night of May 6th in the hours after Tim Bosma had disappeared. Today, he focused largely on May 7th, in the early hours around the Millard Air hangar. This is the time that the Crown alleges when Tim Bosma's body was burned in an incinerator at that hangar. Plaxton pointed out several videos, many of which show two vehicles coming and going, vehicles he and the Crown say are consistent with Tim Bosma's truck and Della Millard's Yukon. Plaxton also showed video clips from May 9th, which show another pickup truck pulling a large fifth-wheel trailer away from the hangar that night. We also saw surveillance video from later that night from up in Kleinburg that showed a similar looking truck pulling a trailer drive by a couple houses in Kleinburg. During cross-examination, Millard's lawyer, Ravine Pillay, picked apart the videos that Plaxton had analyzed and the timestamps. A lot of the timestamps were off on these videos, which he said is common and he had rectified. But Pillay took issue with it, said that the timing wasn't reliable, and suggested a couple different shots of vehicles he believes are also consistent with Bosma's truck that Plaxton had failed to mention in his report. To see still images from those clips we saw today, you can check them out on thespec.com.